the storyline of the Bible read by Kathy Bird.
The Book of Revelation, last book of the Holy Bible. This is the book written to the seven churches of Asia, which represents all the churches that exist everywhere in the world. They were real churches and were located on the main roads running north and south, and communication between them was easy because of their location. Revelation, or the unveiling, was written in order that the evils in the churches might be corrected and they might be prepared for the events that were about to confront them. The Christians were already feeling the pressure of paganism and the threat of persecution at their doorstep because the moral and social conditions of the empire were getting worse. This letter from John provided a new perspective on history by showing that the kingdom of Christ was eternal and that it would ultimately be victorious over the kingdoms of the world. Revelation contains four great visions, and each vision contains a picture of Christ. The first vision pictures Christ as the critic of the churches, who commends their virtues and condemns their vices in the light of his virtues. More information can be found in chapter 1, verse 9, through chapter 3, verse 22.
Author's note. God sends this revelation through Christ to John. He tells John, write down the things you saw. Revelation chapter 1, which includes the vision of Jesus Christ. Then write down the things that are Revelation chapters 2 and 3, Jesus' letters to the seven churches. It was revealed to John what was to come for the church, the believers of Jesus, after they had finished their work and were taken off the earth or caught up into heaven by an event we know as the rapture. In an instant, all Christian believers, all of those who have put their trust in Jesus as their personal Savior, who are living or have died, will join Christ in the sky and be taken into heaven and reunited with their loved ones who have gone before them. They will be given new bodies, not corruptible, but like Jesus' body, and live in his presence forever. In the book of Revelation, the church is not mentioned after chapter 3, the beginning of tribulation or the crushing. They are all in heaven with God. They are not mentioned again until they come back with Jesus after the tribulation, when he starts his thousand-year reign on the earth. The apostles asked Jesus when he would come back and take his people off the earth. Jesus tells them, as for the exact day or hour, no one knows it, not the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but it is known only to the Father. This is found in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. So it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal, one will be taken, and one will be left. This is found in Matthew, chapter 24, verse 40. Jesus' words to the church of Philadelphia. You have kept my command to remain strong in the faith, no matter what happens, so I will keep you from the time of suffering, the tribulation. That time is going to come to the whole world. It will test those who live on the earth. That is found in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. First letter of Paul to the church of Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind, who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. You can find this in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18.
Second vision deals with the progressive series of seals, trumpets, and bowls, which mark the judgment of God upon a world dominated by evil. More information can be found in chapter 4, verse 1 through chapter 16, verse 21.
Author's note. Then write the things that will take place right after this. Revelation, chapters 4 through 16. Worship in heaven and the tribulation.
Each vision, which is a time frame, advances to the next vision and tells a story of how God will allow the world to be seduced by Satan until he sets up his throne in God's holy temple to be worshipped.
Author's note. After Satan sets up his throne, the next 3.5 years of the tribulation are the worst mankind has ever seen or will ever know.
The third vision depicts the overthrow of evil society, religion, and government in the destruction of Babylon and the defeat of the beast and his armies by this victorious Christ. More information can be found in chapter 17, verse 1 through chapter 21, verse 8.
Author's note. Then write the things that will take place right after this. Revelation, chapter 17, verses 14 through 18, and chapters 18 through 20. This includes the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, the judgment of all the inhabitants of the world since the beginning of time, dead and alive.
Then God will send Christ to defeat Satan and end the world as we know it, and start a new world kingdom with Christ as king. Satan will be locked up in the abyss, bottomless pit, for 1,000 years, while Christ rules the world with those, alive and who will be raised from the dead, who are faithful to him and not seduced by Satan. At the end of the 1,000 years, Satan is released and will go out and deceive the nations scattered over the whole world and bring them together in a battle to wipe out God's people. But fire will come down from heaven and destroy the people of the nations who have gathered to destroy God's people. Satan will be thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast, Satan's slave who is given power by Satan and demands to be worshipped, and the false prophet have already been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever. The rest of the dead will be raised back to life. Then God will judge all the generations that have lived on the earth according to what they had done. Whoever does not have his name written in the book of the living is thrown into the lake of fire, along with death and the world of the dead. The fourth vision is the establishment of the city of God, the eternal destiny of his people. The book closes with an exhortation to the readiness for the return of Christ. More information can be found in chapter 21, verse 9. Through chapter 22, verse 5.
Author's note. Then write the things that will take place right after this. Revelation chapter 21 and 22. The new heaven, the new Jerusalem, the river, and the tree of life.
Then a new heaven and earth will be seen, and the first heaven and earth will disappear, and the sea will vanish. John says, he saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared and ready, like a bride dressed to meet her husband. He said he heard a loud voice speaking from the throne. Now God's home is with mankind. He will live with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more grief, or crying, or pain. The old things have disappeared.
This reading is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 4.
This information was found and quoted from the Zondervan Pictorial Bible Dictionary, copyright 1963, 11th printing, February 1970.
Have you ever wondered what the Bible is all about, but dreaded trying to read it or understand it? If you have listened to all 19 pages of this storyline of the Bible in this series, I hope you have gained a good understanding of God's message to His creation. And I encourage you to fill in the spaces by reading one of the standard Bibles you find easy to read and understand. I hope you will encourage a loved one or a friend to check out this series of Storyline of the Bible, that they may gain a good understanding of God's message to His creation. I will continue with another series of podcasts named Paraphrased Quotes and Stories from Jesus, starting with The Things That Make a Person Unclean. This is your host, Carl Vasta, and we thank you so much for tuning in to understanding God's Word and reminding you that
if you ever wanted to know what the Bible is all about, here is your chance.